This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I guarantee, this is a D guarantee.
Okay.
The craziest story you're going to hear this week.
All right.
It involves a truck stop camel, because that's a thing.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
A trapped woman.
Mm-hmm.
And ball biting. Camel ball biting.
Well, I figured it was the camel.
I guess this woman was trapped by this camel and had to bite the camel's balls to
escape. Different. That's different than I thought.
Yeah, you had it in the reverse.
She bit the camel balls.
Yep.
It's insanity. This happened. It's a Florida woman in Louisiana. And there's a smaller TV station there, WBRZ.
Once you've had a camel's balls in your mouth.
That's crazy.
Makes your boyfriend's not so bad.
You can't get rid of that, huh?
I wouldn't think
so. Once you've done that.
I wouldn't think. Anyway, let's get to the story here from WBRZ-TV about this crazy incident, if we can. Is it not playing there?
It should be.
Oh, it's just they have it all the way down. There we go. Let's get the story.
Yeah.
A woman is recovering after a bizarre fight for her life. She claims she was attacked by this petting zoo camel at the Tiger truck stop on I-10. But the workers there say the incident was all her fault. News 2's Earl Phelps has the strange details.
Well, Bess, it's almost an unbelievable story because a woman had to climb inside of a fence that's surrounded with barbed wire to get to the animal, and she only survived the attack by taking some very, very desperate action.
And by that, he means biting camel balls.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Careful. Yeah.
Meet Casper, 6'3" at the hump and 600 pounds on the hoof.
He might try to eat your camera.
The main attraction at the Tiger truck stop engrossed Ted.
I was shocked because we've had animals for 30 years and never one incident.
Pamela Beauchet is the manager of Tiger truck stop. Mm-hmm. She can't believe what happened last week.
There you go. What happened Wednesday was kind of really crazy.
A woman and man climbed under the barbed wire fence surrounding Casper's enclosure, trying to recover their deaf dog, who climbed inside going after doggy treats placed too close to the camel.
They was pushing on the camel and pushing them and pushing them, swatting them with the hat and stuff like that.
Sweat.
Casper then got fed up with being harassed and took action.
Don't put your hand.
And camels naturally are gonna sat down. Well, when he sat down, she was underneath them.
And the woman had to resort to desperate action to free herself.
I might feel kind of funny saying this on TV, but she actually bit him in his private area. That's about as nice as I could put it.
After the bite, Casper got off of the woman. Once the woman was able to get away from the camel, the ordeal wasn't over. She and the man she was with were given citations for what they allegedly did to Casper.
Three citations. I believe it was for cruelty to an animal.
Wow, it's a rough place.
Leash law. We have a leash law to keep your animals on a leash.
And a third citation for trespassing. Casper, gentle, hand-fed, but still intimidating.
Whoa.
Now, the sheriff's office has not released a couple's names.
He's hilarious, Earl Phelps.
It involves camel ball biting. In your life, would you ever have heard of that?
Do they ever say that it was really the balls?
That's what the headline on the story says.
Woman finds testicles of tiger truck stop camel to escape.
She's a private part.
She bit him on his private
parts.
Why is there a truck stop
camel zoo
or camel?
Listen,
truck stops.
Can someone save Casper?
Yeah, you got to get him out of there.
Save Casper. Are there other truck stops with petting zoos, or is this the only one in the U.S.?
It's definitely not the only one in the U.S. I can guarantee it's not the only one in the U.S.
Truck stop.
I bet there's hundreds of truck stop petting zoos.
Let's see here. Well, that's going to bring up the story about
it's just crazy how crazy, you know, just what a world.
There's a gas station petting zoo in Utah.
Just those words together.
Oh, there is a apparently there's a flying J. They have a petting zoo, but it was closed that day they went.
Hmm. Yeah, poor Casper has like literally the worst existence I think you can have.
Yeah.
He's a camel at a truck stop.
At a Louisiana truck stop. Yeah. He has to sit on people.
That's what's all going down with somebody like, and a bite him in his nut. Bite him in his nut.
You better bite his nut.
You better bite his nut. You better get that camel off you.
You better get him on you now.
Get him on you. That ain't no puppet.
And Judy.
Judy, body the nut. Body the nut.
Can you, listen, would that be the last thing you would think of? I would never bite a camel's balls to escape. It wouldn't even go through my
situation,
mind.
I don't know.
I guess
don't
a know camel sitting on me?
I feel like his balls just happen to be right in your mouth.
I think
he was teabagging her.
He was teabagging her.
It's like, what, bitch, you coming to my cage?
Yeah.
You teabag your ass.
He sat right on her, and her, like, I don't think she could move. It's not like she shimmied over to his balls and bit him. I think the balls are just the thing that was on her face.
Yeah, so right she just biting whatever was
she
there.
She just bit whatever was there, and I'll tell you, nothing will get you up like having your balls bit. I don't care what creature you are.
Yeah. Casper was like, the
don't you
day
think
I've
even
had-
if a bear was on you and you bit his balls, I bet he's like, whoa, you mean business?
Yeah.
I know nothing about bear balls, though.
This guy said, I'm a truck driver. I've been to that truck stop. They have tigers, too.
Tigers?
And the best red beans and rice in the world.
Wow.
Whoa.
I am going to, you know what, I'm going to go out on a crazy limb and say that's not true.
what's really crazy, is crazier than the red beans and rice, they have tigers there.
Well, it's called the Tiger Truck Stop.
That's right. It's just a brand.
Me too. I know, but name. Then they have to have some actual tigers.
No, they do. That's so crazy.
LSU Tigers.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's why.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Tigers are big.
But I mean, they have them, real ones.
Yeah.
And this Casper. Is it here. There. Oh, yeah, there's the tigers. There's photos of them there.
Yeah, you think their existence is nice? Look, they got a picnic table at least.
A picnic table. It's like keeping a tiger in your backyard.
They got an alligator, too.
That ain't a real get-off.
That ain't no real get-off. You can tell by the paint.
But wow, the tiger, though.
Wow, this place is wild.
It's all LSU. This whole thing.
That's LSU.
Oh, they've lost one tiger.
A tiger died from the being a tiger.
It was a truck stop tiger.
Bite his nut. The tiger gets you a bit of bite his nut.
You better
bite his kangaroo.
They got a kangaroo, too. A little baby kangaroo was there at one point.
Grow up and kick your nut. And he'll kick you right in your nut.
Herbert's in Fort Myers. Herbert, you've actually driven by this truck stop that has camel and tigers and stuff.
Yeah, we actually had to stop there a couple times. It looks like something out of an old Elvis Presley movie. I mean, it's as backwoods as you can get, man. They've got an old tiger there.
Yeah.
So, like, just like it was a land lost in time.
I guess
that's
lost
what he was trying to say.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And from the pictures inside, it does look like that. I mean, I don't know about having the best red beans and rice in the world because
red beans and rice in the world, they claim. That's a hell of a claim.
In the world.
I'm just going to say no. But it was wild watching that story. There was a guy in the background that just shook me.
Dude, I think that tiger's fat.
Oh, he definitely eat a two. I feel like that at one point a chick fed the camel a handful of gummies.
Mm-hmm. No, it was like camel food.
I don't know.
That's the whole shtick. You got to buy the camel food from them to feed to Casper.
Camels like gummy bears, too.
Exactly.
To me, it just looked like shaved carrots.
Everybody knows camels that diet in the wild consists of mostly gummies. Especially at a tiger place.
I'm going to tweet this out so you guys can see the craziness of the story because it's all hard to believe.
The reporter.
Wild.
He was hilarious. Did you see he touched... He didn't really pet the camel. He, like, touched it twice on its chin.
Yeah. Well, it touched him, and he leaped away.
That's Earl.
Yeah, so it's pretty close to, you're getting close to, like, Baton Rouge, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Be crazy down there.
Well, just because of the LSU Tigers.
Oh, Tiger.
Yeah.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see the video that we just watched about this woman who had to bite the testicles of a camel, a truck stop camel, in order to escape. Apparently.
Wow.
But their deaf dog is what caused them all that trouble, apparently.
It's tough to get a hold of a deaf dog, you know?
It really is.
Hey! Oh, jeez, he can't hear me.
Can't hear a thing I'm saying.
Can't hear me.
That would be tough. I mean, I know you want to save your dog.
I'm also not going to get into a pen with a camel. I don't
not
know
to
a
save
lot
your
about
dog?
A camel.
Not to save your deaf dog?
But no, I mean, a camel.
Camels always come across as real docile to me.
Don't they bite?
Sure, if
I thought
looked,
they bite.
Oh, I think they do bite.
I know
camel.
They spit and they'll bite. They will bite, I'm sure, but I just wouldn't. I don't know. It's not like.
I'm looking up camel attacks right now. Camel attacks a man.
Oh, I've seen a camel like pick a guy up and throw him, I think.
Holy smokes. So
oh, I don't just know.
This is going to be bad. This is in the Middle East somewhere.
Yeah, this guy gets crunched, I think. Right?
Oh, like crunched? Like it's going to be
well,
really
I think
bad?
He bites him and throws him.
No. How do you know? You've seen every
seen
video
a lot
on YouTube?
He's watched
if he
every
picks
video
him up.
On YouTube.
See if he picks him up here. A camel is upset.
Is it a feral camel we're trying to like capture?
I don't know. Are there just, he's like, you're not wrapped. Tying me to this tree today.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
Does his head on still?
His head's on, yeah. He's not happy.
Dude, what a powerful beast.
He picked him up by the head.
Yeah,
that's
did.
Crazy. Yeah, and tossed him aside. Yeah.
And then no one cares about the guy either. No one even cares.
He's still laying there probably.
Here's
rolling.
The guy.
No one cares. He was picked up by the head and thrown.
Sweet God.
Irritated because he's...
Yeah, he's getting poked at.
There's another camel attack there.
God.
They go for your head.
Yeah, they know what hurts.
Camel attacks a pickup truck.
That camel's moving.
It's huge.
Look at their teeth. You don't want to get bit by one.
Oh, look at it.
Oh, there's actually a ton of camel attack videos online.
Oh, my God. Yeah, apparently camels
look at that. They can take like half your body in their mouth. Look, where's his head?
Inside of him.
Dude, the strength at which that guy, that camel lifted that man.
He lifted him like nothing.
It was like a superhero.
Yep.
Throw.
So I guess you bite their balls if you have to.
You got to do what you can. You know what I mean? Bite his nuts, you bite his
throat. How big are camel's balls? Like tennis ball? Soccer ball?
I don't know.
Golf ball?
I don't know. I would assume like softballs.
Yeah, like bocce balls.
I think softballs.
Yeah.
I'm going to be accurate.
Bocce balls. A couple of bocces.
Bite him in his bocce.
Camel testicles. Oh. Is that them?
What is that?
Well, there's them for sale. Like,
yeah,
apparently it's a delicacy.
Oh, good. Don't eat the nuts. Don't eat those nuts now.
It's like a big Easter egg.
Is that a real camel sack right there? That thing's nasty.
Oh, my God. That's a cow.
Low hangers.
Maybe
is that a cow?
Well, cows.
Yeah, it looks more like a cow.
Like a bull.
What about those?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That's exactly what my
Who
boss
are taking these stock photos of testicles?
Vitiligo.
Yeah, he's got some issues.
I got the same amount of hair as a camel.
There they are. That's camel balls.
Camel balls.
You know, it just sucks. You wouldn't want to have to bite them, but
I know,
you also wouldn't want to be sat on.
Surprised she'd get her teeth on without those hairs tickling her nose, making her sneeze.
Oh, God, James.
You're going to get hair in your mouth. Guaranteed.
Long and real
man, there's,
thin hairs.
You know what? There's way too many ball photos online.
It's so wild that there's like so many stock photos. They're like, all right, need a ball photo.
Yeah. And like graphic detail. Super high quality.
You get right up there to him, man. You can see every hair.
Oh, yeah.
On that cow's nuts.
So I guess if you had to, I mean, at first I thought it was unbelievable, but I guess if you have to, you bite their balls to survive. You want to see the video again, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
No matter how many times we warn people about this, I think people are going to do it. They'll do that Airbnb stuff, but I'm going to say now the odds are probably at least 25% they're going to turn your place into a whorehouse.
Yeah.
You got a 1 in 4 chance that they'll either film a porn there.
Yep.
Or they'll just have a giant sex party. In New Zealand, Airbnb guests turned a home into a busy brothel, I guess, for 2 full weeks. Whoa. This place was a whorehouse. Here's the story of how this all played out. Take a listen here.
Imagine coming home to these cabinets broken, holes in walls, blood smears in the corridor, and food strewn all over the kitchen. It's a display of total disrespect from an Airbnb guest who gathered mates for a party that turned ugly early this morning.
Oh. The problem was he brought some men unknown and there was those girls.
Waller is the homeowner. He handed his house keys to the guest on Friday.
You thought it was just one person who was staying here?
Yeah, I already asked him about three or four times how many people are going to stay overnight. He said just himself.
Neighbours figured out that wasn't the case.
It seemed like they were a bunch of friends just coming to hang out for, you know, party weekend or something.
Salem's mother phoned police at 6 a.m. today.
They weren't normal screams, like it was glass smashing and all that.
The property has been on Airbnb for the past 9 months and there has never been an issue before. But now the next guest is expected
tall
in
as
just
could
10
ever
days.
Imagine.
So Waller has to clean up all of this before they arrive.
She's 10 feet taller than the fridge.
Repair all the stuff so I'm maybe going to repay me all the funds.
Police say they have persons of interest but are yet to interview anyone.
So did you hear that? Someone's checking in 10 days. They don't know they're checking into a former whorehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Covered with blood and all sorts of other materials.
Yeah, you're going
to
want to
have to fix that up pretty quick.
I have to clean that blood up first.
Mm-hmm. Or I want a discount.
Jesus. What kind of... Well, I guess there's many kinds of orgies that can be bloody.
You're right. You're right. Several.
Yeah, but that reporter was so tall. Like,
oh,
the
my
countertop
God. Was at her butt.
She was huge.
I've never
seen
anything like that.
I know.
No, she's a gigantic woman.
Now, the whole house looked like it was built tiny.
Did you see the
fridge?
You think that's it?
I don't know if it was like
a tiny Airbnb.
A tiny
okay.
Was it designed for a very small Asian man?
Can I go back and look at her in relation to the countertop and the lights and the refrigerator?
Because the little Asian man.
Is it strange?
It was very strange.
It's about.
Look, yeah.
Okay, so.
She doesn't seem as crazy there.
No, but like.
When she's hulking away from that fridge.
She is in the
She's definitely taller than the guy.
Yeah.
But then you're right. When they put her in the kitchen, she appears taller than the fridge. And unless it was just filmed from a low angle,
I don't know. I think you passed it.
No, it's coming up. It's right there.
She is.
Yeah, look at how tall this chick is. She's taller than the stove.
It must be
top.
For little people.
It's got to be right. Like, look how tiny
look that little
look
tiny fridge.
She would have to bend over to do anything on a countertop.
Like
look at
a lot.
Look at how tall she is compared to the sink.
Her waist is like almost a foot above the island.
Is it just for tiny people?
Is this an Airbnb for small people? I don't think so. Was this just small whores?
Well, I don't know.
Midget whores.
But they do like, you know, little people will have houses, or, you know, they're... remodel, they'll have it
built specifically
for them.
Yeah. For their needs.
Because I know people that bought a house like that and they had to redo it.
But you can only keep like one can of Coke in that fridge.
But but the fridge has its area and it's perfectly designed for that tiny fridge. If that fridge is tiny.
If this chick isn't Andre the Giant's love child.
Maybe in New Zealand the women are tall.
She's real tall up against that window, too.
She towers over the whole room.
Unless, was the cameraman down low and it makes
her
look like a giant?
She looks like Gandalf walking around now.
Yeah, it's a hobbit house.
That's real wild, dude. I've never seen such a tiny fridge. You could keep a half a sandwich in it.
She's like Elf.
She's either just gigantic, like gigantic. Lisa, what would you guess? Okay, listen, Lisa, just off the top of your head. Okay, but off the top of your head, where the window is, the fridge, how tall is this woman?
She looks like she's probably...
6'7"?
No, like 5.
I think she's 6'7".
10 or... almost 6 foot?
No.
5'11".
I'm going to have to tweak this out so people can see what we're talking about. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if
because
you want to see
her next to the guy. She wasn't like that.
You almost have to figure out who this girl is.
Okay, let's
and
do
then,
that.
Yeah. We're going to find her. We're going to test her in other rooms.
Seriously?
Oh,
we
yeah.
Could
yeah
look we could, to see
she's
her
a
in
giant.
Other reports.
just a perspective.
What's her name?
I guess. I don't know her name.
It's got to be on that story.
I'm here live at an oddly tiny B&B.
Is it tiny? Are you or are you huge?
Answer us this. Is it the house or you, lady?
Doesn't he? She'll probably say her name at the end, right?
Well, yeah. No, it doesn't say her name at the end, but maybe the reporter says her name off the top here.
Bathroom. The homeowner handed over his keys in good faith, but returned to see his home destroyed.
And she doesn't introduce her.
Wow.
Imagine coming home to this.
You're supposed to get out of Australia, lady.
You don't. Corridor.
The only thing we can hope is that when she walks, they put a graphic of her name on the screen, but I don't think I saw that either.
What about the end? What does she say?
I didn't hear her sign off.
She's reporting from the tiny house.
Is she AI?
From a large... Does it look? Large lady in a tiny house. I'm...
All the way at the end, dude.
I was just seeing if they put her name. Sometimes, you know, when
her heels aren't crazy, Lise.
Her ass comes up way above the counter. I think it's a little bit tiny, and I think she's a little bit big.
A person's interest, but I yet to interview anyone.
No, and they cut it off before she signs off. She doesn't sign off.
Oh my God! Sky News. Never going to find this chick.
Sky News.
Guests have left a Melbourne Airbnb.
Who are you?
Who are you, woman?
Where are you?
Are you a giant? From?
Are you a giant?
Australian news.
That's a funny thing to ask someone.
Are you an Australian or New Zealand?
Hey, what's up?
Giant?
Are you a giant or something? I don't want to make you feel weird, but I got a question for you. You a giant? Hey, listen. I've got historical tales about them, but you got it? You got the gigantism?
You're the tallest person I've ever seen in my life.
You can't. They wouldn't hire a giant for the news. They just wouldn't.
Yeah.
They
would. That's why my guess is she's in a little
house.
She'd
come in for an audition and they'd be like, oh no. The Australian people wouldn't be like,
yeah,
cool with it.
I don't. Yeah, I think that it is. It's got to be the house. I think she's a little tall.
I'm thinking she's a giant.
Shoot me straight. You're a giant.
Shoot me straight. Was your dad a giant? Your mom was normal human? And now you're just sort of like a mix. Half giant and human. But still somehow attractive enough to be on the news.
Are you a pretty half giant?
What are you?
Pretty half giant.
Pretty half giant?
Pretty half giant. Are you a pretty half giant? Come on.
Seriously. You know, I gotta be honest. I'm coming into pretty half giant.
It's been bothering me. I just gotta ask you. You a half giant with a pretty face?
We're never gonna find this chick. This pretty half giant.
Yes, we will.
No, this is gonna
we will find her.
Because it's not posted on the Sky News website. I wonder if I click on this, would it just take me to that?
Guess.
No, it won't.
We sent our resident giant out.
She took full steps and got there. Yeah, they don't even list her name in the report.
I know. It's really. What, you found a giant?
I don't know if that's her. I can't tell. No,
found a half giant?
That's her. Political reporter. That wouldn't be her. She wouldn't be covering little tiny whorehouses.
Send our tall giant lady out to cover the tiny little whorehouse.
Is it a tiny whorehouse? Or are you a half giant?
Seriously. There's something. You're either a pretty half giant or this is a tiny whorehouse. Which is it?
I got no idea what's up or down anymore because of this.
It's very confusing because the Asian guy might be the tallest Asian guy in the world.
Yeah, I think we got to take that into perspective. That's the biggest clue we have. Her standing next to that Asian fella, which typically they are not that tall, right?
But she is taller than him.
But she's taller than him, but that doesn't mean much if he's short.
Right, but there are 6'4", Yao Ming is 7 foot.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't. We're going to devote hours looking for this lady. We can't. Again, I tweeted it out. If you want to see this for yourself, you can help us figure this mystery out. Is she a large lady or is this a tiny little whorehouse?
I can't figure it out.
I would be really let down if I purchased an Airbnb and then it was a little house.
Well, what about me?
Maybe that's that's why they destroyed it.
Yeah, to, well, maybe.
Oh, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god! If the toilet was way down on the ground.
That's it. I'm having a full blown orgy in here.
That's it. Dave has the biggest swinger party ever.
If I had to get on my knees to get into the fridge,
oh.
The fridge is so tiny. Or that woman
it's
is so
tiny, close. But it's cut into the counter. The thing is, it's cut into the countertop at the apparently the right height. The sink is level. The island is the same height. The windows. It's really weird.
It's so weird. The light fixtures were like eye to eye with her too.
Yeah,
she was way above the light fixtures.
What are you doing up there?
Come on, just shoot us straight. Let's go, half giant.
Is it just Australian places?
Apparently, maybe. Tiny. You know how like in Europe and stuff, they have different kind of setups like that, right? Maybe in New Zealand, we can only have tiny houses.
I don't think so. I don't think they can only have tiny houses for Airbnbs in New Zealand.
Excuse me. Is there laws on the books about you guys? You don't have tiny houses?
Yeah, I gotta be honest, because this place is really tiny.
What do you keep in that fridge? Like, 3 ice cubes?
4 eggs. 3 ice cubes. Half a loaf of bread.
No more than 1/2 ounce of ham.
Seriously, he couldn't fit a ham.
You send the giant?
All right. Again, judge for yourself. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You can see the video there. Is she a giant lady in a midget house? Or
is it just at least 6 feet?
The perspective of the camera all just messing with our minds. Who knows?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're off to a nursing home in Connecticut next that was just fine because 4 seniors tested positive for cocaine.
Jesus.
You got it. We like to party.
Regal Care at New Haven was fined $1,600 after 4 residents there tested positive for cocaine. On April 30th, 1 resident tested positive after being seen handing a dollar bill with white powder on it to another old guy.
How do they get cocaine?
I think they can get
same old way anyone does.
I've been getting it for years.
In a nursing home.
That resident who was handed the dollar bill with white powder on it tested positive for cocaine the
from
next
the
day.
From the landscaper.
On another instance, a senior was found lying on the floor at the hospital. That resident tested positive for cocaine. Yet another incident, a facility got a call from a clinic saying yet another one of their residents have tested positive for cocaine. And then one other person after that, all within a month, 4 people from the same nursing home tested positive for cocaine.
We love it here.
You're usually not healthy enough to do cocaine when you're in a nursing home.
No, not at all.
I'm no health nut.
They must rage at this place. I don't know. It's crazy.
I think it's pretty terrible. Once you're in there, you're probably bored. You're like, what? What do you got there? Coke. That's cocaine?
It's either bingo.
Give me
or
a bunch
cocaine.
Of it. Thanks. Awesome. I'm going to do this up. If I, they find me on the floor, don't tell.
I won't.
Maybe that's it. You're just like desperate with the monotony of a nursing home.
Yeah. I can't even imagine I'd be.
It's bingo.
We're so sick.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and bingo every day.
It's like.
I can't imagine it.
It's like prison, but with crafts.
You're right. You can't leave.
Yeah. Only if crazy. Your family busts you out.
There's one old guy got a hold of some blow. My grandson gave it to me.
I'm going to be honest. I can't take it anymore. I got a gigantic bag of coke.
You do? Oh, let's party.
I do. Let's just go nuts. Who cares? We're old.
We'll put on some Steelers wheel.
Fire
Get the final out.
Officials at Regal Care in New Haven did not return phone calls seeking comment.
Yeah, I bet they didn't.
I wonder if this is a fairly common thing. Like, if anyone listening has worked in a senior's home, did you bust the residents with illegal stuff from time to time?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Was that something that, you know, was a not that uncommon occurrence? 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Like, for example, let's say Andy allegedly may do weed.
He may do some weed.
Okay,
am I doing weed?
Okay, when senior Andy, let's say you're in a home, would you want to continue doing, right?
That's what I really ramped
so
up.
So if you are into cocaine before you go into a nursing home,
that's right.
You may want to continue doing cocaine now and again.
I like the old people are so tight with their money, they use their Coke dollar to buy stuff, and that's how they get caught.
What's crazy, though, is just Coke doesn't seem like an elderly drug.
It's not going to be good for them.
Bad for your heart.
Yeah. It's real bad for your heart. But again,
like weed, you could understand more so than cocaine.
You might get to people joke about it and say it, but I think some people actually do it. Like, they get to where they're old, and then they're just like, I'm going to do just every drug.
Oh, yeah. I've got a couple friends that's what they say, 77. If they make it to 77, they're doing everything.
Everything?
They're doing everything.
77 is their weird age, they say.
77 is the age.
Now, heroin in a home would be bad. Yeah, that'd be really weird, right?
Yeah.
What the hell would you...
That'd be a crazy scene.
Could you imagine?
It's like we have a heroin epidemic at this retirement home.
I'm sure that it's happened. I'm sure that you could just type it in and there'd be tons of stories.
Yeah, probably.
Old people got prescribed those opiates probably.
Yeah,
more than...
they're totally hooked on that.
Yeah, thing. Dude.
Sarah's with us.
Probably more than Coke.
Hey, Sarah, we're trying to figure out if, seniors using cocaine in nursing homes is a not uncommon thing. You wanted to speak to it.
Yes, my girlfriend worked for an attorney's office who actually specialized in evicting elderly folks from the old folks' home. Their main stuff was drugs, prostitution. Prostitution was one of the biggest. So it wasn't necessarily that you didn't pay your bill, but it was that they were using drugs. But a lot of the older ladies were hit during prostitution and having a lot of visitors in and out. Because they're not necessarily sick while they're in there. They just have nowhere else to go.
So they bring...
Their families put them in there or...
And they call whores. They call...
Prostitutes.
No, they are the whores.
Older women are... Yes.
The older women
are
the prostitutes? Whores?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's crazy.
What?
I never even
thought
of that.
I thought it was old guys calling whores.
No,
which
old guys
totally
are dead. Old guys aren't around.
And they're selling drugs out of there. They're using drugs. Yeah, just because you turn 85 doesn't mean you're not still a hooker or a drug addict.
Yep.
Sweet God, senior hookers?
Yes.
How desperate am I that I'm going to a nursing home for my hooker?
No, I don't know. It's sick. It's really sick.
60 years I've been hooking.
I died. She told me that. And she said, yeah, I'm going to evict some people today. And she started telling me, I was like, you evicted seniors from an old folks home? Are you kidding? And she was like, well, they're prostituting, they're running drugs. I was like, are you kidding? I was just as shocked as you guys.
Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
It happens a lot more than you think.
All right, Sarah, thank you.
But I wouldn't want like my relative to be in with the prostitutes and the drug addicts.
But you never know. It's just a crapshoot.
No, but that's why they're being evicted.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, you got to get them out. Now, Ashley's in St. Pete. You heard about this too, Ashley.
Yeah, this is actually a big issue, is prostitution in the nursing home.
Okay, Ashley, let's get this straight. Is it the old broads whoring themselves out, or is it the older guys buying whores?
Well, the one I knew specifically was an older guy buying a whore, and it really wasn't a very classy one either. So.
Well, sure, she's going to a nursing home.
Yeah, I don't care what it looks like.
Exactly. That's what some of them feel like. Like, some of them even will offer to pay you just to give them a back rub. Like, that's how bad it gets sometimes. So, yeah.
It's lonely on the inside.
It's a little crazy. I've seen some crazy things in my time on this field, so. But prostitution and the drugs, that really caught me off guard for sure.
All right, Ashley, thanks for calling in. Let's go to Marlon's in Naples. Hey, Marlon.
Hi. So I took my girlfriend to her grandma's nursing home. That was the day
they were passing out the Medicare free like electric scooters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then I drove them to the store, and on the side there were all these young dudes, like 20 of them, driving around on these electric scooters. I said, "What's this about?" They said that they just traded, all the old folks traded their free scooters for crack.
Oh my God.
Yes, and these dudes were riding around like jousting and bumper cars.
What's happening to society? This is
my kind of retirement home right there. Jousting and bumper cars and crack?
Yeah, and then we went back and no old people had any scooters.
So they're all on crack? They all sold their scooters?
I witnessed them drop off a truck of like 20 to 25 scooters. And when we went back, nobody had them, and they all look like... But this is... I mean, I live in a bad area. You know what I mean? So... Yeah.
Marlon, your girlfriend's got to get her grandma out of there.
There's no other place.
This was about 20 years ago.
Oh, okay.
To tell you that. So I don't even know. But yeah, so that I just thought you guys should hear that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So a whole home was hooked on crack.
Yes.
That's nuts. They gave away... It was Scooter
they
Day.
They hand out free scooters?
Scooter Day, you gave it right Medicare, to the dealer.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal was there. Something with Medicare.
Someone else texted in saying a nursing home recreational drug use is actually fairly common. It's nothing that they haven't heard of. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yes.
We're talking about residents' cocaine use leading to some nursing home sanctions. You had a comment you wanted to share.
Yeah, my mother-in-law lived in an elderly home in Ypsilanti. Every first of the month, all these guys would pull in their Social Security checks and buy a bunch of hookers. So the problem was that eventually that building had bed bugs, so I had to move my mother-in-law out. So when I brought her home, man, she had dementia, and just yesterday she crapped all over her feet in sneakers and was walking all over my house with crap all over her feet. I just don't know what to do with her.
Okay, well, that's a tale
of personal issues, Tony.
Good luck, man. Good luck to you, sir.
Different place.
We can't seem to
help
you.
Very sad end to fun drug senior stuff.
Yeah, but that's too bad.
Yeah, it sucks. Too bad.
It's too bad.
It's crazy they're trading their scooters, though.
I'd take a scooter. Give you some crack for it. You know that wasn't even a close trade.
Yeah.
No, my God.
Like, the crack was so
sell those.
Yes.
For a lot.
I'm sure they were just jousting for fun, and then they're going to take them and sell them.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm old, if I'm in one of those, I'll just, like, act all innocent when they come in to check on me. They're like, Mr. Green, what are you doing? I'm just listening to big band stuff. Just thinking, reading. And as soon as they close the door or whatever, just start doing party. Lines.
Yep.
Now it's time to party.
This one said, I work in facilities in the Boston area. At one of them, there was a female patient, wheelchair-bound, a little younger than the rest, maybe like 70. She was dealing drugs. Mm. They ended up getting a warrant. They searched her wheelchair because the nurses couldn't do it. Police got involved. At another place, a nursing assistant was actually prostituting. She'd take care of the old men for a few bucks.
Whoa. Jesus. She was probably a looker.
And we've heard that before. There's a ton of STDs in nursing homes. It's actually a big problem.
Yeah, they got issues with it.
This woman said, my mom lives in a nursing home in Michigan. They do regular checks in the rooms for drugs and weed every couple of days.
They sweep them?
Wow.
It is like prison.
I've never heard of such a thing.
What?
No drugs, but there was an old lady who'd go around giving all the guys BJs. She'd come out just...
Covered.
Covered.
Oh.
Is it tapioca pudding day?
Oh, Nana.
Nana.
Oh, no.
My mom's at it again.
Oh, man.
Someone's mom.
Of course it's someone's mom.
Yep.
This has hope it's not your mom.
Yeah.
Someone's mom.
I love your mom.
Your mom's a special lady.
The image we have of nursing homes must be completely false.
No, whoa. I don't think they're all like that.
There's good ones. You definitely want to check up on the bad ones, man. There's a lot of that.
I think it just all depends what you can afford.
Yeah, it's a money thing.
Well, yeah.
It's about what you can afford and where they are, right? Mm.
My cousin's a manager of a nursing home. I never thought to ask her about this kind of stuff.
I'm sure that doesn't happen there.
That's a crazy job.
If she's working there.
Let's go to Sean. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Doling out handies.
Sean, good morning.
Doing good. How's it going, man? Penis, balls.
Penis. What's your comment on this?
Well, about 8 years ago, my grandfather, he never wanted to go into a nursing home. And he grew up in the whole Willie Nelson era, so he smoked weed.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And every chance that he would get, he would smoke weed in the nursing home just so he would get kicked out. And eventually he did get kicked out.
I'm smoking weed again. I hope nobody catches me smoking this blunt. Doors open, windows closed.
Takes a fan, blows the weed out the hallway.
In it, yeah. Well, that's different if you want to get out of there. You're just looking to get out. This guy said, my buddy's grandfather north of Boston had tons of OxyContin. Actually was trading it up for heroin because the Oxy was worth more. He was caught driving down the wrong side of the road with just his tidy whities on.
Yeah, I think that heroin is probably more like coke. Coke in a senior home seems like just for fun. Like heroin is like, you're massively addicted to stuff and you have to do it. Coke is like,
those guys were partying.
They were like,
oh, yeah. Let's turn this up a notch.
I have to say, we crank it up right to 11.
Hey, bingo's cool. Yeah. But what if we were high on coke?
I love that idea.
I've been so bored.
I just want to do some coke.
Oh, my God. Let's do it. The landscaper got me coke.
I've been winning at bingo the last couple of times. I got some extra cash.
You could look. You can tell Rick's on coke. He's playing seven cards.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.